For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Actions taken by Governor Terry McAuliffe, a new commission to study radicalism and racism, funds to expand a craft brewery in Augusta County, and contemplating whether or not to approve water quality permits for pipelines. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, August 25th. Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu. Governor Terry McAuliffe has created a new commission to study racism and radicalization and what policy changes can be made to make the state more inclusive. The commission is part of the governor's response to the deadly August 12th white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. McAuliffe signed the executive order yesterday creating the commission. His office has not yet announced who will be part of the new group. The commission is also tasked with hosting events to, quote, promote a public dialogue on unity and reconciliation. The governor announced another craft brewery expansion in Virginia with assistance from the Commonwealth. The governor's office announced yesterday that Stable Craft Brewing plans to spend $500,000 to expand its brewery in Augusta County, creating 13 new jobs. McAuliffe approved a $15,000 state grant through the governor's Agriculture and Forestry Industries Development Fund, which the county will match. Stable Craft Brewing is also eligible for state aid through the Virginia Jobs Investment Program. McAuliffe has been an enthusiastic cheerleader for the state's growing craft beer scene and approved several grants to help boost the industry. McAuliffe may only have a few months left as governor, but they may end up being some of the most tumultuous of his term in office. Michael Pope has the story.
A coalition of environmental activists is planning a three-day protest in September when they plan to launch what they call the most ambitious and creative environmental protest ever organized in Virginia history. Mike Tidwell at the Chesapeake Climate Action Network says people who oppose the Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipelines will gather at Department of Environmental Quality offices across the Commonwealth.
From the Virginia coast to the mountains, from the Tennessee border to northern Virginia. We intend for 3 days to sing and pray and speak and chant until our voices are heard.
Russell Chisholm of Giles County says his voice has not been heard.
I'm incredibly frustrated by the fact that all of the work that we've done as citizen scientists and even as reluctant activists has gone ignored.
The protests will take place simultaneously on September 12th to September 14th as the governor and DEQ contemplate a final decision on whether to approve the water quality permits for the pipelines. I'm Michael Pope.
Learn more about today's stories on our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.